The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
Hello and welcome to the Retire Right Show. I'm John Stillman alongside Isaac Wright, Chartered Financial Consultant and the President of Financial Dynamics & Associates, serving you in the greater Richmond area. You can get in touch by calling 804-777-9999, 804-777-9999. Isaac, let's talk about football because from most places in the country, it is now football season. Not everybody's playing football. Certainly nobody's playing football with a full stadium. But at least football is being played in most parts of the country. So I'm going to give you a concept or an idea or something from the game of football, and you're going to turn it into a financial analogy. So let's start with
Sounds
this.
Good.
Kneeling during the national anthem. Now, if you had to turn that into a no, I'm just kidding. That's not one of them. We're starting with the red zone. The red zone in football, how does that relate to the financial world?
Well, you know, it's kind of what we just finished saying in a way. If you think about a lot of the teams that are successful on the football team have a high conversion percentage of making touchdowns when they get into the last 20 yards of their opponent's field. So they're in the position to score. And, you know, this is where for a lot of you, especially if you're getting closer to retirement or maybe even recently transitioned into retirement, this is where also mistakes can be extremely costly. And so you don't want to be in a place where all of a sudden you've made a lot of right decisions and then you get down into that retirement red zone. Some people have heard that before, but just to be clear, that you're in that 5 to 10 year phase before you retire, you may not be able to recover from a significant financial mistake. And again, you need to be in a place where you understand how much money you're willing to lose, both psychologically and financially, if the market were to have another significant pullback like we just finished having here back in March. I know the market's been, even though right now it's been a roller coaster, we've had a nice comeback from March, but I just think people are a little off center. It's probably the best word to say as far as the reality of where money could be at if we have another correction. And like especially if we have another correction like we had in 2000, 2001, and 2, you know, you're looking at a multi-year correction bear market type of scenario, I can guarantee you that would affect people's retirement. Maybe not everybody's, but it will affect people's retirement and their lifestyle for sure. And you got to understand what that may look like so you can make better plans if you want to make any adjustments. So again, Isaac Wright right here, Richmond, Virginia. If you've listened to the show for years, we're at the corner of 288 Powhite Parkway, serving the entire Richmond metro area. 804-777-9999.
So maybe you're in that financial red zone already. You're getting close to retirement and you want to be sure you don't fumble, you don't turn the ball over, you want a touchdown. A field goal would be okay, but you really want a touchdown and you definitely don't want to turn the ball over. If you want to make sure that you're positioned well, 804-777-9999 is the number to call. All right, how about the hurry-up offense? Isaac, maybe you should explain what the hurry-up offense is and then how that relates to the financial realm.
Well, you know, in football, if you're behind in the fourth quarter, you may call a hurry-up offense to try to create as many chances as you can to catch up if you're behind on the leaderboard. So, for example, you know, if you need a touchdown, there's 2 minutes left, or maybe you're down more than a touchdown, you have to make things happen fast. In retirement, as far as your personal retirement plan, if you're behind, you may also feel tempted to take more risk to try to close that proverbial gap. But really, that's almost never the best way to fix the problem. And the reason for that is you are putting even more risk out that you may otherwise not know. And if you are already behind and you fall behind further, I think the best thing I can say from people that I've had many, many times come in the office is this, is they appreciate honesty that we provide. So let me just say, if you're behind on your retirement, if you're behind on your finances, and you have somebody to say, listen, instead of necessarily having to go out there and buy a bunch of high-flying, you know, stocks that may crash, you may also want to consider working an extra 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, maybe find a part-time job where you don't have to make $5,000 or $10,000 a month in your full-time work. Maybe you just need to make $1,000 a month and you have everything covered. Sometimes it's about looking at your expenses, not necessarily trying to play catch-up with your investments or a combination of both. But that's why I just tell people that hurry-up offense really a lot of times puts you in a high-anxiety type of situation. Yes, you may be able to take on a little bit more risk, but sometimes I really think people start gambling. That's where they get in trouble trying to time the market. So again, reach out. Feel free to talk to me, 804-777-9999. This is just me and you over the phone. So if you call me, won't put you on the air, just having a chat to make sure if there's any way we can help you, you'll know what that looks like.
804-777-9999 is that number to call. We're talking about football and financial planning. What analogies can we draw from the game of football that would apply to the financial world? Isaac is weaving those analogies for us. How about the victory formation? This is, I guess, is kind of the opposite of what you talked about with the hurry-up offense. So what's the victory formation all about in football, and then how do we apply that to our financial lives?
Yeah, so in football, the victory formation is when you have a win within your grasp, and sometimes the only thing that you need to do is avoiding fumbling the ball. So you line up in a victory formation, you take a knee, and you run out the clock. Now, you don't care about gaining any more yards. You only care about holding on to the ball. Again, in retirement planning, sometimes you need to stop worrying about getting more money and trying to accumulate more assets and just be sure you don't lose what you've already accumulated. There's quite a few people we've met here that is in a great position to retire and live the type of lifestyle that they want to live, and they don't have to chase and have to take the risk of losing too much money. Again, doesn't mean you put all your eggs in one basket. If you've ever listened to me, I believe in the market. I believe in a lot of different asset classes. But you need to design a portfolio that puts you in that, quote, victory formation. So you have to be, you have to have the plan proactively put in place as you go through the game of retirement, and know when to line up in that formation. You know, John, it's actually a really good analogy there. I didn't see that on the conversation we had before we got on the air, but I really like that analogy with the victory formation, because truly, how bad would you feel if you were actually ready and able to retire and you didn't know it, or you maybe had a thought that you could possibly, but you never really put together a financial plan, and we have another March of 2020 where the market drops 30% and, you know, 25 trading days roughly, and except next time it's not 25 trading days, it's 250 trading days. That to me is, you know, shame on you if you don't have a plan that puts you in that position. We're here to help you with that. We're here to offer the clarity and the relationship support that will help you through your retirement years. 804-777-9999.
Again, that's 804-777-9999. And the last football and financial planning analogy that we'll flesh out here today, Isaac, is the idea that in both places, football and finances, good coaching makes a difference.
Well, as everybody has seen, if you paid any attention to not really just football anymore, but almost any sport, some teams can never find success. And they're constantly firing a coach every 3 or 4 years. But the successful teams find a good coach, keep him or her around for a long time, and win a lot of games. Well, in retirement planning, some people try to be successful without having a coach at all. And others keep the same coach that they've had for years, even though things maybe aren't working out anymore. And then there's others that try to find the right coach to help them achieve their goals, And really, that's what we're trying to provide you, is the opportunity to have, listen, a team around you that can understand who you are, what drives you, what to get as far as where you're going to be at for your retirement lifestyle in the future, an analysis of your existing situation, and really how to get to point A to point B. I mean, truly, we're financial coaches. So the things that we're covering today, kind of the metaphors that we're covering today, I can't be any really clearer about the fact that a lot of this comes in hand when it comes to your personal finances. But, John, I think all of the things that we're talking about here as we go through football season, we go through life, we're going through the end of the year, we're trying to figure out how things are going to look with our finances. I really hope all of you that do listen to the program, if you're listening right now, you know, the years that we've been on the program, every week we do get a call, we get a response, we get somebody talking to us. Appreciate all the work that we've put into the program. If you have any questions about your personal retirement, your finances, investments, feel free, give me a call, Isaac Wright, 804-777-9999, locally right here in Richmond, Virginia.
Once again, that's 804-777-9999. If you'd like to talk with the team at Financial Dynamics, make sure you're on the right track with your financial life. Isaac can be your coach, just like you need a good coach on the football field to help you know when to run the hurry-up offense or whether to settle down in victory formation. Hey, Isaac can be your guy. Reach out right now, though. As Isaac said earlier, you're not going to be on the air. We're not going to air your dirty laundry. This is just a conversation between you and Isaac to take place later. But for now, just let us know you'd like to have that talk, and we'll find a time to make it happen. 804-777-9999 is the number to call. That's 804-777-9999. You're listening to the Retire Right Show, and there's plenty more to come on today's program. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Retire Right Show. Isaac Wright is the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates. He's a chartered financial consultant. You can find him online at financialandestateplanning.com. You can call 804-777-9999 if you'd like to get in touch that way. Just leave a message. Let us know you'd like some help. We'll touch base with you later and find a time to make that happen. 804-777-9999 is the number to call. Isaac, let's open up the mailbag and see what folks have on their mind for you this week. We're going to start with George in Midlothian. Okay. George says, I'm a small business owner who had to close my business for a few months because of the pandemic. We're now able to open, but at greatly reduced capacity, to the point that it's barely worth opening at all. I can't continue to sustain this much longer. I'm considering just closing the business, selling my building, and retiring. Is it too soon to do that? Should I try to stick it out a little longer? Obviously, we don't know the kind of business George is in here, but what are your overall thoughts on this subject, Isaac?
Yeah, well, I will say from personal experience and working with the families that we serve that run and own small businesses in various industries, overall, I would say that many, whether they took the PPP loan or not, and I think most of them did, are in a place where they are still able to maintain business functionality at a greatly reduced overhead as far as just, employees. They've had to rework a lot of things. I mean, this could be a 25-minute answer. But I just want to say that in general terms, if you're looking at the books and you're looking at, more importantly, depending upon how much money you've already accumulated and do you want to battle through keeping your business open, it's a big question to ask yourself is do you really need to or want to? Because if you look at your assets, if you look at your building, if you look at the situation where you may have equity built up in the business where it can be sold, you may be in a place where you have goodwill with customers that can be utilized for the same purpose. You have a lot of opportunity potentially sometimes that you don't know of walking away from the business and maybe revisiting a new, what I call the next phase. I mean, if that means that you want to take time off, you want to fully retire, that's fine. A lot of people decide to do that or decide to be able to retire but still work in some capacity, either as an employee or as an independent contractor, maybe start something new. I've only had one business that I've seen with the personal relationships that I've had that I think really is going to struggle. And I'm not going to go into that detail, but just one that I think may wind up having to close. But a lot of the small business owners that I'm working with, at least in this area, have relatively been able to hold up pretty well. I do believe that we have to get back to, especially in the service industries, some level of full capacity. I know I talked about this on the radio here recently, that we need to get to a place where the fear has subsided enough where whether there's a virus continuing or not. I think we have so many things that can be stressful, anxious, cause so many more mental hurdles than possibly the coronavirus itself. And as we have seen from the CDC and other recent reports, the chances of death has been greatly overestimated relative to, like I call people that have had comorbidity issues or older than, you know, 80 plus years old, 65 and older, you know, again, with a lot of health concerns, overwhelmingly have been the issue at hand. And that's very similar, in my opinion, to the flu and other, you know, severe strains of things that have come up in the last 10, 20 years. So we've done all this crazy, in my opinion, just, you know, just it's a mess, man. It's not anything that's been really defined about how to handle it. You know, you go into a restaurant, you put a mask on, and 10 feet later, you can sit down in front of a table with five other people that are 2 feet from you, but yet you're okay. That doesn't make any sense to me. So for what it's worth, I know that's a little bit of a ramble. I just think that if you're a small business owner, if you're trying to be able to get an evaluation of whether or not it makes sense to continue, we can work with you along with an accountant and other team members if you already have that. And if not, we can help you with that as well. But feel free to call me, 804-777-9999.
Again, 804-777-9999. Based on what you normally see with small business owners like this, Isaac, have they done a good job of saving for themselves, or is most of their quote-unquote savings just like the value of the business? Or as George referenced, you know, maybe the building, maybe selling the building is his retirement plan. How does it usually look with small business folks?
Again, for the purposes of what I've seen, the families that I serve, the small businesses are actually still doing reasonable, nowhere near like the way they were, probably are able to continue in business, like I said, with the exception of one. But I will say in the service-related industries, those are the ones that are getting hardest hit in terms of restaurants. And even though, you know, you can sit there and try to deliver food and have people come pick up, it's just a different ballgame, but you're able to reduce staff too. So I would say this, even though if you think about it, we've been doing this now for 6 months, this lockdown, semi-lockdown situation, where I don't know the answer, quite honestly, John, is what is it going to look like in the next 6 to 12, 18 months? Again, I think if we can fully reopen and people start realizing, hey, there's always going to be a few people that are going to be upset about the virus, you ain't gonna make everybody happy. But I think it's a little ridiculous what we're doing right now. So I'm hoping 6 to 12 months from now, 90%+ of things that are going on, you know, let's call it getting back to the way things were, is able to be done. Especially if we can get a vaccine here soon.
All right, thanks for the question, George. How about Tony? Tony is in Richmond and says, I owe about $50,000 on my house and about $45,000 on a rental property that I've had for several years. I have enough cash to pay off one of them, but not both. Which one should I pay off?
You know, in today's interest rate environment, Tony, I don't know all the details here, but between whatever your mortgage rate is on your home, whatever the rental property is in terms of depreciation and what you have maybe left on the property, again, if it's only $45,000, I mean, you probably have taken a good chunk of that. But I would say generally, depending upon those two things and the interest that you're paying on those, you may want to wind up keeping that cash to begin with. So before you just jump off and figure out which one to pay, I would say maybe consider whether or not it makes sense to pay either of them off first. But let's say you want to pay one of those off just because you like to have and be debt-free. You know, you're getting a tax advantage probably on your primary residence, still on the interest portion, even though it's probably not much. And depending upon your, you know, how you're filing taxes, you may not even get that. I mean, really, at this point, you probably, unless I don't know what the price of your rental property was, but if it's $45,000, again, I'm assuming you've probably have used a majority and paid down a majority of that, depreciation included, in terms of having any type of meaningful benefit. So it may just come down to the interest rate you're being charged, and whichever one that is, maybe that's the one to pay off. But if anybody, and again, I say this sometimes when it comes to real estate, because people use and obviously generate income from owning rental property, but a combination of that and having a situation which you know what your expenses are if you're trying to go into retirement and you have the cash to be able to maybe pay off debt, please, you know, let's have a personal talk about that. So, Tony, if you listen right here in Richmond, And our office is probably straight down the road here on Powhite Parkway or off of 288. So give me a call for all of you. If you have a similar concern about getting what I would call your liabilities in order and whether or not it makes sense to pay something off, again, feel free, 804-777-9999.
Again, 804-777-9999. If you'd like to get in touch with Isaac and the team at Financial Dynamics, you're listening to the Retire Right Show. Isaac Wright is a chartered financial consultant and the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates. Last question of the day. This is Sandy. Sandy is in Short Pump and says, how much money should we have in the bank? My husband and I are both retiring within the next year, and I think we should have a full year's worth of expenses in our savings account. But he only wants to have about $20,000. What do you think? So no pressure, but you know, a marriage hangs in the balance yeah, here.
The decision of a lifetime right here. You know, Sandy, dependent upon what other income sources you have coming in, if you're going to have a nice dual Social Security check, pension options, if you have income coming in from multiple sources leading into retirement, you may not need to keep as much on savings as somebody that is pulling a lot of money from investments to be able to maintain lifestyle. So I don't know the background of where this decision's coming in at, but rule of thumb is I would say, you know, 4 to 6 months of expenses at a minimum, even if you have significant monthly income, because there's always going to be one-time expenses. I'd probably say generally you may want to split the difference between what y'all are both working towards. But again, I don't know the scenario but behind where your husband wants to put that extra savings either. So you know, listen, feel free, talk to me. I know I get messages off of our financial and estate planning site as well, but feel free to give me a call. Happy to talk to you about it. If we can offer any help, happy to do so. But John, I think, you know, listen, every caller, every email, but mostly over the course of the last year, 2 years, we're starting to find specifically people that are younger that are trying to plan a little bit farther ahead in retirement. So, you know, if you're 5-10 years from retirement and really wanting to get your ducks in a row, this show was kind of dedicated to what I would say that phase of life. But if you've already retired and you just are not happy with the advisor you have, if you're not happy about doing it all on your own anymore, let us know. We're happy to be honest with you to talk to you about whether or not there's room for improvement. 804-777-9999.
Again, that's 804-777-9999. That gets you in touch with the team at Financial Dynamics. If you'd like to have a talk with Isaac, maybe one of the questions that these folks asked today really matches your situation. You say, wow, yeah, I have a very similar question for you. Maybe it's something completely different, but you need to get that detailed explanation of what you need to be thinking about, not what somebody at work did or what your brother-in-law did. Isaac can help you get on the right track. 804-777-9999 is the number to call. Isaac, always a pleasure. We look forward to doing it again next week.
All right, John. I appreciate it too, buddy.
Until next time, have a great week, and we'll talk with you again right here on the Retire Right Show. One more time as we depart, that number to call, 804-777-9999.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.
Sad that the show is over? Want to hear more? Isaac also has a podcast where he covers topics related to finances and retirement planning. Check it out at rightmoneytips.com. That's rightmoneytips.com.
As you approach retirement, you might think you could put off making tough financial decisions, but you'd be wrong. You might think you could avoid market volatility, but again, you'd be wrong. And you might think you don't need a comprehensive financial planner to help you with your toughest financial decisions. Well, again, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong. It's time to get right with Isaac Wright of Financial Dynamics and Associates. For more than 18 years, Isaac has helped families and retirees make sound financial decisions. He's a firm believer in financial education and has built a reputation as a problem solver. Isaac wants to help you think right about your retirement. So come in for a visit with the team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. 99. It's time to make the right choice. Call 804-777-9999. Call 804-777-9999.